Blog Talk Radio. You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
You're listening to 101 Oasis Radio. Welcome to the Melvin Stone Truth Comedy Show. I'm your host, Melvin Stone, storyteller. Sit back, relax, and see the greatest stories ever told from the Book of Stone. Before I jump in it, I want to introduce my co-host, the meat man, Theo. He sells chicken shrimp steak. Go on and holler at him, Theo. Let him let the world know what's going on in your world.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Mr. Meat Man coming at you. Listen, if you need something, give me a call. 678-891-7665. Everything's dead. Ain't nothing was alive. Anyway, I had a good day today, y'all. I had a guy call me today, and he told me he's a caterer and he's a chef, so he needed me to come on by today. He said, man, I need some steaks and I need some chicken. Come on, come on, man. I need to get there quick. Well, okay, man, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. So, man, I drove all the way across the state, and I got there to him, and I got there to him. He was ready. I said, man, look now, here are your steaks, here are your chicken. Here, I got you some T-bones, here your filet mignon, and here you some ribeye. Oh no, man. He said, man, I told you I don't want no pork. I want beef. Oh no. I said, how are these T-bones, man? They ain't beef. Oh man, I meant something else. I said, okay, man, I understand. So the moral of this story is, if you don't know what you want, don't worry about it. I'll be able to make it right anyway. But anyway, listen, y'all. I'm giving it back to my friend co-host, Melvin Stone.
What's going on, man? I just want to let the people out there in radio land know that I've been thinking about you. I've been having some things on my mind. I want to share this thing about misunderstandings. I had a misunderstanding not too long ago. So my uncle Esau Stone. I called him, and I remember the story he told me. He said, "You always got to get an understanding and pay close attention." I said, "Well, what you talking about, Uncle Esau?" He said, "Well, look. Listen to this." He said, "I want you to have a physical last week." Now, Uncle Esau, he's 87 years old. And the doctor told me, the doctor said, "Look, what I need you to do is just follow my orders and you'll be okay." And he said, "Okay, thank you, Doc." He said, "You're going to be all right." So the doctor saw Uncle Esau walking down the street with this fine lady on his arm. And so the doctor said, "Well, Mr. Esau, come in the office. I want to talk to you next week." So Uncle Esau, he came to the doctor, and a couple days later, and the doctor said, "Well, Mr. Esau, I see that you're really doing great." And Uncle Esau said, "Well, I'm just doing what you said to do, Doc. You said get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "No, I didn't say that. I said you got a heart member. Be careful." You got to get an understanding, man. You got to get an understanding. Pay attention. If you're not sure about something, ask questions. That's how me and my mama fell out a long time ago. Me and my mama, we fell out one time because I didn't get an understanding. Didn't ask questions in class. Let me tell you what happened. I got a bad grade. You know, and my mama, she old too. You know, she was like 9 and 2.
Yeah.
You know, so I got a bad grade, and the teacher told me, "So you need to take this test home and have your mama sign it."
Okay.
So I said, "Okay." I took the test home to my mama. I said, "Mama, the teacher said that you need to sign this test that I failed. I failed this test." My mama said, "Oh no, I can't sign this. Mm-mm. She said, "You take this back to your teacher and tell the teacher that I need the password." I said, "Mama, you don't call me the flunk. She ain't saying nothing about no password." She said, "Sign the paper, Mama." She said, "Do what I said, boy." I said, "All right, Mama." So I took it back. I go to class. Teacher said, "Stone? Yeah, ma'am. You got that paper signed for me?" I said, "Can I come up to your desk?" She said, "Come on up." I said, my mama said that she need the password. She said, Oh, I didn't know. You should have said something." She reached down in her drawer, pulled a drawer, went through some papers. She said, "Oh, now, here, take this to your mama." So I figured, mama got the hookup. You know, there must be an Eastern Star or something, you know. Okay, I take it back to mama. I said, "Mama said, you got it? You get the password?" I said, "Yeah, mama." She said, "Oh, yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, I can sign this right here. Boy, you're going to have it made, boy. The school bus going to pick you up right in front of the house, and you ain't got to worry about getting your work." "For real, mama?" She said, "Yeah, just the password right here." Okay, so I took it back to the teacher. Teacher said, "All right, yeah, okay, yes, you should sign that. You come on with me, Stone." So I said, "Where we going? She said, come on with me." She took me in this classroom and sat me down, and I started looking around, and I noticed folks had on headphones. And then it didn't take me long to realize that mama done signed me up with special education. Oh, Lord. With the big headphones and the big pencils. And so I had to get an understanding. And the moral of this story is, it's very plain and simple. If you don't do your work, chances are you're going to end up in special education. I'm gonna take a little break right now. I'll be right back in it in 4 minutes. Meanwhile, I want y'all to let me put this in your ear hole.
Thank you.
You're listening to 101 Oasis Radio. Welcome to the Milton Stone Stone Truth Comedy Show. During the while we was dropping that sound, that stone tone in your ear hole, my main man, Dirty Jerry Chain Swaying, stopped by the studio. Chain, Chain, what's going on, man? Say some things to the people in the radio later.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be back, man. I actually composed the Lame Hall of Fame with one of the men across the street. I'm not going to say it's the man across the street. I'm just going to say it's one of the men across the street. Okay, okay. So this is the Lame Hall of Fame. I want y'all to see if y'all can add something to my Lame Hall of Fame, huh? All right. We got Nick Cannon. We got Ray J. Lame Hall of Fame. We got Tommy Davidson. Tommy Davidson. We got David Allen Greer. We got Robert Townsend. We got Rick Fox. We got AJ from 106 and Park. We got Young Thug. We got Nico from Love and Hip Hop. We got DJ Khaled. We got the whole B2K. We got Kramer. And of course, we have Brian Gumble. Come on, Brian. And last but not least, Wayne Brady. Yeah, yeah. So we all got it.
You have to do to get on that list, man. I mean,
it's a simple requirement. You just have to be lame. That's it. That's all you have to do is just be lame. Now, sometimes some people are actually lame on their shows, stuff like that. And in some cases, if you're a part of the elite group, then you'll just be lame in real life. Yeah. So a lot of these people are lame in real life, but not all of them. Some of them are probably just lame on the things. Like Robert Townsend, we really don't know if he's lame in real life. Maybe he's just lame on the 5 Heartbeats. He was kind of lame on there. But, you know, outside of that.
The views and opinion of Chain Chain is not necessarily the views and opinion of 101 Oasis Radio.
Okay, like David Allen Greer, we don't know if he's lame in real life, but we know he was very lame on Boomerang. He was very lame on there. So he gets on in the Hall of Fame for his role in that movie. It's not necessarily to say that he's lame in real life because we don't know that. We're never hanging around David Allen Greer at the club or anything like that. You know? But we got a couple people here that are actually lame in real life. But we want to see what y'all think. Go ahead.
I don't know anything. I tell you what, I have a segment that I like to do, and it's comparable to being lame. You tell me if these are lame. I compose this little list called Stone, It Don't Matter. And y'all let me know what y'all think about it. It don't matter if you got gas in your car and no money in your pocket. It don't matter. You know, right or wrong. If you don't plan on going to. Okay. But, okay. All right.
You got gas in your car?
I got a car.
Oh, he don't even have a car. But you got money in your pocket. So it don't matter. That's what I'm saying. If your elbow is bent, and you can't make a fist until you sit down. Do it matter?
I don't know, man.
If you lose your eyeglasses, you can't look for them until you find them. That makes a little sense. It don't matter, though, really, because you lost your glasses. And you can't look for them until you find them. If you play in the brow patch, you're going to get stuck, right or wrong. Right or wrong. Or do it matter? This is my last one. If you think once, you have to speak twice. If you think twice, you only have to speak once.
Do it matter, right or wrong?
Well, some of us do, man. I got a question about one of them.
All right.
The one is wrong with your elbow bent. If your elbow bent and your hand, your shit can't open up.
Right.
If you sit down, it doesn't matter. It's according to where you're sitting at.
Exactly.
If you're on the toilet, it's going to matter. Okay? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, look, y'all.
In the news, coming up now.
You get it? Man, the Pope came to town. The Pope came to the White House. That's right. The Pope, that's right. And guess what? He pulled up in a Yugo. Yeah, I saw all those Cadillac Escalades at first. Then this little Timo car came behind. And it was the Pope got out of that at the White House today. That's right. But one thing, you know what was funny, man? He had more security than The Rock. How come he had more security than The Rock? He had way more security than the president. Come on, man. I don't know, man. Next, if I go to the White House, I'll make sure I let all my family know I'm going. I know that, right? And something else in the news that we must talk about today, y'all. I want everybody to know. Okay? Listen. Watch out for these gang members now. These gang members in L.A., they got something started going on right now.
What's that?
What they're doing, man, they're trying to see who get 100 bodies first by Christmas. That's on the news, man. I'll tell you. This morning news.
What morning news?
Wendy. The Wendy Show.
The Wendy Show. Wendy told you that.
So, anyway, you know, she had the game on the news, on her news this morning. So, y'all be careful out there with the game members, okay? And last but not least in the news today, we had a Georgia Tech student. He said no to the robber. That's right, y'all. He said no. The guy came up with a gun, put a gun on him, and he demanded his shirt, and he demanded his necklace. And the dude from Georgia Tech, he said, no, I ain't giving up nothing. So the robber smacked him in the head with the gun and took himself anyway. So now, listen, y'all. Now, the moral of this one is, listen, if they're at gunpoint, don't say no. Give them what they want. Listen, T-shirt and a jacket and a whole raggedy broke up cross. Not cross, necklace, lost security. Anyway.
In the news, ENTN News, here in the ATL, it's a big thing going on with the smash and grabs in the cars. You know, so Sunday, they had a break-in at a church. While the people, they're in church, and, they're worshiping, you know, some little boogie-nosed kids. They done went and broke the windows out, took the people's CDs, radios, everything out of the car. From the church. That's terrible, man. I mean, we got to do something about our youth, man. We got to, the fathers got to step up. People got to start talking to people and to the kids in your neighborhood. Somebody, you know, we got to help each other.
Yeah.
Because it's terrible, man. I think the adults started to get scared of the kids because the kids walk around with their hairs all looking crazy and their pants saying, and the adults are afraid to say anything to them. That's what I think is going on. And in the news, this is political news. Your boy Donald Trump, he's saying that he's boycotting Fox News. Yeah, but Fox News said that they boycotting Donald Trump. So I don't know who to believe there. And last but not least, the shooting in Phoenix, Arizona. They got the guy, little young white guy. He said that he pawned his 9mm before the last four people was killed. He had already pawned his gun, but the guy at the pawn shop said, no. You brought that gun in here after about 9 people that got killed. Trying to get out of it now. I told him he didn't do it, but I believe they got the right person. I hope so too. You know, you gotta stay focused in life. I got some strong quotes that I would like to share with you guys that's been passed down from. I have a lot of uncles, like my uncle Ulysses Song. This is one of his favorite quotes. He said, "It's not the size of the dog in the fight; it's the size of the fight in the dog." You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. That's what Uncle Ulysses said. My uncle, he's so strong. He said the most difficult phase of life is not when no one understands you. It is when you don't understand yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know why you did it. I don't know why I slapped it. I don't know. I should have did it. That makes a whole lot of shit. Now, my other uncle, Uncle Thuself Stone, he said, three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. That's his philosophy. They all stone. The show all stone. He said, never put off till tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow. he don't like to do too much.
Right.
That's the one that taught me that prayer. That, you know, and I say it faithfully. Every night when I get down on my knees and say my prayer, I say, Lord, you know, if there's any hard work in my heart to be done, please take it out.
He's the cornerstone.
I got a few more of these, but I'm going to take a little break, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to drop some more of this stone tone in your ear hole, and we're going to let Chain Swing, as soon as we get back, he's going to drop a little knowledge on about his book that he's supposed to be publishing in the next few days. So, meanwhile, y'all wrap your hand around this right here.
Well, who am I? Hey, y'all ready to hang?
Welcome back. You're tuned in to 101 Oasis Radio. Welcome to the Melvin Stone Stone Truth Comedy Show. I'm Melvin Stone, storyteller. Stories told from the Book of Stone. Stories about my life. Everybody got a book. If it already happened to you, it's in your book. Just open it up and read it. Right now, my man, Dirty Jerry Chain Swinging, he want to talk about his book. It's about some vampires. So you're going to read a little excerpt from it, and we're going to have to discuss that for a little bit. I don't know why, what's his obsession, but I read a little bit of it, and it's a good book. It sounds like he did a little research. I'm going to be hanging out with Dirty Jerry Chain Swinging at nighttime with his vampire stuff, but Jerry being no ghoul or nothing, you know. Well, here you go, Chain. Let him know what's happening.
Well, I think today I want to just... read one of my chapters about the incubus. Yes. All right. Well, if you get a chance to check out www.thefinesser.wordpress.com, you'll be able to read my story about the finesser. Well, I'm going to read about his dad, okay? The incubus. Rah, rah, rah. The incubus is a vampire who finally became a demon. He enters the dreams of women in order to engage in sexual activity with them. The incubus was hired by the Zayek movement to assassinate Mr. Drew and to steal his identity. His mission is to end the oppression of vampires. The office is becoming a popular place for endeavors of infiltration. He started with his secretary. She was daydreaming at her desk, worried about her boyfriend cheating. Then all of a sudden, she has a new boyfriend, and it is the prime minister. See, you'll find out who the prime minister is in a second, okay? She needs him, but she is afraid. He commands her attention with lust in his eyes, then snatches her clothes off piece by piece. The incubus enjoyed the terrifying way that he kept her from making a sound. He even salivated from how delicious she looked. He licked on her breast like he had all weekend off. He rubbed on her skin aggressively as his fangs grew longer. He began violently twitching and growing fur. She began to scream, amazingly not from the incubus, but from another woman who came from behind her. She woke up screaming, embarrassed and horny for the prime minister at her desk. 3 days later, she became the woman that she saw in her dream.
Wow. Very good, man. The incubus. I know a guy like that before. Yeah. That was Smokey Stone. that's wild. So the incubus, is he a vampire?
Yes, he's actually a former vampire. He worked his way up the chain of evil.
Oh, the chain of evil.
Yeah, so now he's a demon, so he's closer to hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he can go over there, but he still can't leave. He can leave, but he's still, like, in between. See, once he gets over, done with hell, then it's back to heaven.
Yeah.
So he goes from heaven to hell,
But he's a child. It sounds like you need Jesus. We don't play with the incubus. But I appreciate that. We're gonna get back into that on your next visit. You're gonna come back with us. Hey, let's get a chain, a hand. We're enjoying this book. We're gonna let you finish this throughout the show. Wow, man, I think, it's time for, it's something on my mind, something that happened to me the other day. Last week, I had to go to the doctor.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you what happened. A friend of mine, he gave me some tapes to watch, some porno tapes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I watched them.
Oh, okay.
And I watched them.
Okay.
And I watched them, and one day I was watching them, and I realized that my private turned on. Yeah. My private turned on. So, yeah, it ain't nothing to laugh about. It scared me, man. It scared me. So I went on to the doctor. I hurried up and went to the doctor. And when I got there, the lady said, can I have young planes? I said, look, ma'am, I need to see a doctor ASAP. She said, what seems to mean a problem? I said, well, my private turned on. She said, well, you come right on this way. You come on in. So she put me in the room, and old doc came out, Chinese doctor.
Oh, okay.
He said, how can I help you? I said, doc, my private turned on. He said, orange? I never seen orange private before. And he said, doc, he said, let me see. So I showed him. He said, oh, it's on. He said, Doc, let me ask you some questions. Are you under a lot of stress? I said, well, Doc, everybody got a little stress. Ain't no got a little stress. He said, okay, just bear with me. Do you live around a lot of power lines? Yeah, everybody live around power lines. Doc, what you talking? Look, man, my problem is orange. He said, well, just tell me what every day your last 24 hours been like. I said, okay, well, a partner of mine brought me some Pono tapes, and I've been watching them and eating Cheetos. Thank you. That's the sleeper, but I'm sorry. I knew I should have been doing that. But that's life. look, man, I wanna thank y'all guys again for tuning in on 101 Aces Radio. This is Milburn Stone, the Stone Truth Comedy Show. I ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. I've been having some issues around this house as well, up in the studio. I don't know. It's roaches. I got a roach problem. Bad, man. I done tried everything. I done went to Home Depot and got this poison. I sprayed this one thing, poison, and it's white. It had a scroll hooked to it. I sprayed that thing on the floor, man. Rose jumped up, snatched the scroll out, and sniffed all the white spray. I said, this is what kind of roaches they is. They get high. They don't die. I never seen nothing like this before, man. These gigantic roaches. So I didn't know what I was going to do, man. I know I'm tired of trying to kill them. I go to sleep. I go to use the restroom. When I finish to go flush the toilet, they sitting on the handle flushing short. Man, ooh, you stink. Come on, roach. So the only thing, they eat up all the food. You know, they're all in the refrigerator. They're everywhere. So I said, I got something for these. I got something for them. What I did was I took me some kosher rice, mm-hmm. put a whole lot of salt in it,
yeah.
salt, season salt,
yeah.
and they start eating it. And then I start seeing them tilt over. They was on their back. You know what happened to them?
Yeah.
They died. I gave them diabetes. That's how you kill roaches. You got to let them eat. Let them eat all that salt. Put a lot of salt in there. Get some diabetes, man. Run the sugar up. The roaches can't even take it. Diabetes will kill you, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. I had to get off of that crack. Yeah. Cookies, rice, what, and apple pie, Krispy Kreme. That's crack.
Oh, Lord.
That stuff will kill you, man. The diabetes, when your blood pressure up, have to take insulin, might lose a toe. That's what he told me. You have to be careful, man. I don't want to take a lot of medications. I read these medications on TV, on the radio and TV, and I was looking at this one particular one. They said something about Zoloft. Yeah. It was talking about, and if the side effects, they said that your eyes go turn yellow and you don't get diarrhea, you may have suicidal thoughts about killing yourself. Why do I want to take that medication for what? For a cramp in my neck? Do I need to use the bathroom before I kill myself? It's something, man. But look, I'm going to turn this thing back over to the meat man. He want to drop a little knowledge on you and talk about some entertainment news right now. So take it away, my man.
All right. Celebrity news for the day. Kim and Kanye are pregnant again.
Wow.
That's right. He got another on the way. Now, this is the second one, right? Yeah, man. So. One thing he has proven, though, out of everybody else, he is fertile. He is fertile. Yeah. And Beyonce's dad wants to get Destiny Child back together again.
He needs some
paper. Hey, man, that's what Wendy said. Wendy said he tried to make some money. Yeah, she said that she could tell Beyonce they want to charge $10 for the tickets. So he don't get no money for it. Oh, man. And
The Rocks. He got a baby on the way.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Let's give it up for The Rocks. Whoa. Yeah.
Are you talking about him or are you talking about something else?
I'm talking about The Rock, man, Dwayne, man. Yeah, man, he got a baby on the way now, man. Yeah, man, he got one on the way now.
You talking about The Rock or you talking about The Rock?
Yeah, man, yeah. So anyway, listen, that's our celebrity news for the day. And, oh, one other thing, too, I wanted to mention. Bill Cosby, he's in the news again today. That's right. Judy Huff, a 15-year-old, says while she was at the Playboy Mansion, Bill came up to her and had sexual misconduct behavior with her. That's right. 15 years old. Yeah, she claimed that he did it when she was down at the Playboy Mansion. My thing is this, though. Like, what she doing at the Playboy Mansion? Yeah, man. So, yeah, man.
Six out here coming forward 30 years later about something that Bill Cosby did with them when they was happy they was doing it at the time. That's why they never said anything. And just kind of come out and get some little money, okay? You was 15, but I bet you didn't tell him you was 15, but you probably looked like you was 20-something, right? We talking about the Playboy Mansion. You ain't got no business being 15 at the Playboy Mansion. So what you doing over there? But everybody knows what you do at the Playboy Mansion, stays at the Playboy Mansion. You messing up the word, the rules. You know I mean? Come on now. We don't talk about Bill Cosby. He's the master of pudding, all right? Everybody loves pudding, all right? Thank you.
Glad you got that off your chest. He said, for a guy over there write vampire books, he really got an opinionated about Bill. What was his name? Orphanage. It was okay. I saw a lady today. I just want to throw this out there. And she seemed like she was pregnant. And I asked her, I said, you're pregnant? I said, what you going to have? She's going to get smart with me. Guess what she's telling me. So I said, what you going to have? She said, I hope I'm human. Oh, Buster, man. Yes. I hope you do have a human. Ladies, you don't have to be nasty when the fellas is trying to have a little conversation with you.
Yeah.
You know, I had one time I did. I was hesitant about doing it because I asked a lady one time how many much she was doing. She wasn't pregnant. I had to stick my neck down in a shell like a turtle, man. I felt that big. I was kind of embarrassed, but, you know, either she needed to take a biopsy, maybe she needed some laxative, because she looked like she was pregnant. She had a stomach cancer or something. I mean, she looked she was 9 months. Well, I'm not pregnant. Wow. You sure? My mom's doing better. I remember I told y'all last week that she had failed. Do you remember the story? I told she fell last week. I took her to the doctor, and she said every bone in her body hurts. So every time she take this finger right here and touch a part of her body, and she said, ooh. And so I took her to the doctor. I said, doctor, mama fell. You know, I was worried about her. I'm trying not to cry. Hold it together. It's my mama. It scared me. Yeah, thank you. So, doctor said, okay, well, let me run some tests on him and see. So he said, okay, he said, take that finger and point to the parts of your body that hurt. So she pointed and touched her left shoulder. She said, oh, hey. He said, all right, well, take that same thing and touch your left breast. She said, okay. She touched, she said, hey. He said, all right, take that same finger and touch your right knee. She said, God said, okay, thank you, Miss Stone. I know your diagnosis. I know what's wrong with you. I said, what's wrong with her, Doc? The doctor said, her finger broke. We're going to take a little break right now. I hope y'all enjoyed that. And we'll be right back in 4 minutes. I'm going to put a little Stone tone in your ear hole one more time. See if you like this right here.
Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to 101 Oasis Radio. Thank you for listening to Melvin Stone, Stone Truth Comedy Show every Wednesday night, 8 and 9. I'm going to leave you with these parting words for the world. And for everyone that's out there, Stone, love you, baby.
Jesus is